KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. I'm Brett Johnson. This sports update is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
The Atlantic boys basketball team earned an outright Hawkeye 10 conference championship last night with a 57-46 win on the road against Creston. It's the first conference championship since 2002 for the Atlantic Trojans and the 25th overall for the Atlantic boys program. Sam Markham led the way in the victory with 19 points. Harrison Hoig and Dalton Franken chipped in with 16 apiece to help earn the win. The Trojans used a combination of great defensive pressure and quick offensive attacks to wear down and frustrate the Panthers of Creston. Atlantic improves to 17-3 overall, and that'll be their overall record this season so far, and they'll finish with a conference record of 11-2. Atlantic will finish the regular season at home against Abraham Lincoln on Tuesday, February 14th, before beginning postseason play at home versus Red Oak coming up on February 20th. Elsewhere in boys hoops last night, it was Adair Casey knocking off Lennox 51-48. Bedford beat Stanton 60-40. It was Bondurant Farr over Carroll 71-57. Council Bluffs Lewis Central needed overtime to get past Clarinda 67-64. It was Boyer Valley over South Central Calhoun by a score of 67-57. Exira EHK knocked off AHST 81-54. It was Glenwood edging Denison Schleswig 53-50. East Green beat Audubon 77-73. Ottawa Valley knocked off Kemper Catholic 67-55 as TJ Boer had 21 points and 13 rebounds. Dean Frank chipped in 15 points and Brad Bodler had 8 assists for Ottawa Valley. Harlan beat Red Oak 59-41. Logan Magnolia knocked off East Mill 65-52. Murray was a winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's 74-61. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a winner over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 75-50. Sioux City Bishop Heelan knocked off Council Bluffs Lincoln 74-34, and Traynor beat Fremont Mills 64-33. In girls' hoops last night, it was Bondurant Farr over Carroll 51-34. Glenwood knocked off Denison Schleswig 58-39. Harlan was a winner over Red Oak 53-43. Sergeant Bluff Luton knocked off Council Bluffs Jefferson 84-20. And finally, Sioux City Bishop Heelan was a winner over Council Bluffs Lincoln by a score of 72-42 last night. Well, the Northern Iowa wrestling team faces a big weekend as the national duels begin this weekend. The format has been changed this year as teams are placed in a region with five other schools. UNI will travel to Ames today, where they'll face off against Virginia Tech. Coach Schwab says the new format attempts to promote wrestling, but perhaps not in the right way.
They're trying to promote the sport. They're trying to make it a pretty big deal, and I don't know if they'll ever be able to time it right. You know, I mean, for wrestling, I think the national tournament is always going to be the biggest event. You know, and that's just the way it is because that's where the individual champions are crowned, and the national team champions are crowned. You know, I like that they're trying it. You know, we're going to support it because it's important that we continue to build wrestling and get as many fans in the seats as we can.
Well, with Virginia Tech up first, Northern Iowa will see some of the same wrestlers that they did at Midlands. Coach Schwab says he's excited to see how his wrestlers have improved since then when they last faced Virginia Tech.
But they have an old Iowa coach, Kevin Dresser. You know, we got to see him at Midlands. They have some very good individuals. They're 33-pounders ranked first in the country. You know, and you got a guy, Joe Colon, who's scoring a lot of points. He's scoring a lot of points, and he looks very good. And I'm excited to see him be able to compete against this guy to see where he's at and to see how far he's come since Midlands. You know, they have a couple other ranked guys, and they're a pretty solid team. So we're going to have to be ready to wrestle. and we're going to have to wrestle very well to be able to beat them.
Should the UNI Panthers beat Virginia Tech, they'll earn themselves another showdown against fifth-rated Iowa, who beat Northern Iowa 38-4 in their matchup earlier this season. Officials say more than 7,500 tickets have been sold for the U.S. Olympic Team wrestling trials in Iowa City. USA Wrestling Events Director Pete Asis says ticket demand for the 2012 trials, to be held April 21st through 22nd at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City, is the highest it's ever been. The trial will determine who will wrestle for the United States in the London Olympics this summer. Six former University of Iowa wrestlers are among the 175 athletes who have already qualified for the event at Carver Hawkeye Arena later this year. Iowa State Cyclones men's basketball team will be at home today to take on Texas A&M. The Cyclones are 7-4 in the Big 12 after a heartbreaking loss at Oklahoma State. And Coach Fred Hoiberg says this is a better and healthier Texas A&M team than the one the Cyclones hammered in College Station back on January 7th.
It's going to be a tough game. David LeBeau is playing as well as any big in the league right now. And, you know, Elston Turner is playing with a ton of confidence. Sounds like they may get Middleton back for that game. You know, so it's, as well as Dash Harris. You know, I caught some of Billy Kennedy's conference, and it sounds like he was pretty optimistic those guys would be back. So, you know, they're playing well, and if they get back to full strength, it's going to be a very difficult task.
Iowa State Cyclones are 17-7 overall, as again, they'll take on Texas A&M today. Well, just one game took place last night in men's top 25 college basketball, and that was an Ivy League game as 25th-ranked Harvard knocked off Penn by a score of 56-50. In NBA scores last night in overtime, it was Atlanta over Orlando 89-87. Toronto beat Boston 86-74. Chicago beat Charlotte 95-64. It was the LA Clippers over Philadelphia 78-77. Miami beat Washington 106-89. Milwaukee needed overtime to get past Cleveland 113-112. Detroit knocked off New Jersey 109-92. It was Dallas over Minnesota 104-97. Memphis beat Indiana 98-92. New York Knicks beat the LA Lakers 92-85. Portland beat New Orleans 94-86. And Oklahoma City was a winner over Utah 101-87. In baseball news, reliever Scott Linebrink agreed to terms on a minor league contract with the St. Louis Cardinals and will be among the non-roster invitees to spring training this year. The 35-year-old Linebrink was 4-4 with a 3.64 ERA in 64 games with the Atlanta Braves last season. He struck out 42 batters in 54 and one-third innings and held batters to a .235 batting average. The new Cardinals pitcher in 607 career games has a 3.51 ERA, the fourth best among active pitchers with at least 600 appearances, trailing Mariano Rivera, Francisco Cordero, and Brian Fuentes. He also has pitched with the San Francisco Giants, the Houston Astros, San Diego, Milwaukee, and the Chicago White Sox, as Linebrink now signed that contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. That's a look at sports news on KJAN. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN Sports.